Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Well, MSU suffered a heartbreaking loss at Nebraska Saturday night on a controversial last-minute touchdown. The final score, 39-38. Coach Mark D'Antonio has talked with the Big Ten about the officials' ruling on the field that a Nebraska receiver had been forced out of bounds rather than leaving the field of play on his own. That ruling meant he remained eligible to catch the pass that wound up being the winning score. The replay seemed to prove that he hadn't been forced out. Joe Rexroad covers the Spartans for the Detroit Free Press. He was in Lincoln, and he joins us now to talk about the Nebraska game and to look ahead to Maryland. Welcome back, Joe.
Thanks, Mark. How you doing?
I am well, thank you. We have to start with the controversial call on the winning touchdown. Do you think that the officials made a mistake?
Yeah, I do. And Bill Carollo, the coordinator of officials, he talked to CBS yesterday and sort of said he thought it was a red call. He said there may have been some slight contact there. And, you know, forcing out can also just be where the defensive back is placed and that the mechanics were correct in the way they made the call. You know, he said basically it couldn't be overturned by replay unless there was indisputable evidence of no contact. But anybody, you know, that call that he was forced out, he certainly wasn't forced out. I mean, he went out on his own, and that helped him get around Edmondson to score the touchdown. That's why the rule's in place. You can't use more than the width of the field to try to get around people, right. And that's exactly what he did. And really, if you look at that play, the Nebraska receiver pushed off a little bit too. So it was a bad call and one of many things, obviously, that led to Michigan State's defeat.
Mark D'Antonio has talked with the Big Ten office about the play. Do you think the conference will agree that it was a mistake?
Well, it sounds like from Bill Carollo's comments that they don't agree with that. And, you know, the Big Ten, unlike other leagues, does not publicize any sort of punishments for officials. I talked briefly with the spokesman yesterday for the Big Ten, but this is how it's been for years. Last year, there was a very controversial ending between Penn State and Ohio State. And a few years ago, I remember an Indiana-Iowa game, and the crew was suspended. But that was never announced. You know, the ACC just announced a crew suspension. The Pac-12 just announced one official was suspended for a Washington State game for a call he made. So Big Ten doesn't do that. So we won't hear anything more from the Big Ten on this. But, again, from what Bill Carollo has said, it doesn't sound like there's a lot. I mean, you know, bad calls are going to happen, and they'll go on your record. They park every call. But this doesn't look like it's being perceived as, a real issue like, say, the Duke-Miami game of last week.
Before that winning touchdown, Mark D'Antonio called for a running play with a tight end on 3rd and 8 when a first down would have sealed a victory. Do you question the play call, considering how well quarterback Connor Cook had been playing?
Yeah, I mean, I understand the thinking, and I think it's the conventional way to go about that. You know, they have two timeouts. Nebraska has two timeouts. You run, you burn the two timeouts, and you figure the next play is going to be some sort of a running play. You can take the clock all the way down. Had Michigan State not received a holding penalty on that play, Nebraska would have had the ball at its 9 with 40 seconds left. And most football coaches are going to say they feel pretty good about not, giving up a touchdown under those circumstances. But on this particular night, Michigan State's defense was playing so poorly. Connor Cook was playing so well. I think you can make a strong case that you just go out there and you be aggressive and just let Connor Cook win the game for you, and he probably gets it done.
We're looking back at MSU's loss at Nebraska Saturday night with Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press. MSU's secondary hasn't played well for much of the season. Several freshmen have been pressed into action due to injuries. Are there any prospects of better play back there over the last 3 regular season games?
Well, that's what's so surprising is that the defense and the defensive backfield actually had a really good second half against Indiana, and Indiana is a very good passing team. But I think this was an entire the secondary obviously had issues, gave up big plays. 3 freshmen started, so there are some limitations there already. But the front 7 was more surprising to me, the way Nebraska was able to run the ball, the fact that Michigan State got no sacks in this game. Nebraska has not been able to run the ball on anyone. And, had an awfully good night doing everything. So, I mean, this was the worst night of the season for this defense. Is there any chance for it? You know, I think you can still get improvement when you have young players back there. In 2 weeks, though, at Ohio State, it's going to take a dramatically better effort to even stay in that game.
We have 30 seconds, Joe. Can the Spartans put this loss behind them with Maryland coming to town Saturday?
Well, I think so. Mark D'Antonio, I mean, I think one of the most impressive things about his run has been the way that they've been able to bounce back from losses. They did it last year, you know, late, lost the Ohio State game, came right out and handled business after that, ended up with a great season. So that's been pretty consistent in his tenure, and I expect Michigan State to come out. And Michigan State still has a chance to win the Big Ten East here, you know, so it's not like last year when the championship's hopes were dashed. I mean, the championship is still there for this team if it wins out.
Joe Rexroad has joined us. He writes about Spartan football and basketball for the Detroit Free Press. Thanks, Joe. Talk soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Mark.